Hello.
Hey, Vachi. It's Kyle over here with Cardiff. How's it going?
Hey, Kyle. Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Good.
How's everything going over there for you?
Doing okay. Just got back from San Francisco last night, or after midnight.
Oh, wow. Long night then, huh?
Long day. Regarding the air conditioning company, we had a discussion yesterday, and you know, one of my partners told me that he tried with three different banks up there, and they all said no because they wanted to see, although the company has history, they wanted to see some historical data, which kind of, it's out there, but it's not really organized.
Mm-hmm.
And it's under another company, so it was tough to do. And then they said, you know, you guys go out there and see what you can do for, you know, for the next 12 months and come back to us. And, you know, my partner was like, okay, I've tried that three times already. We're going to do this, and we're probably going to get the same results. So that's kind of where we're at, and so I don't know what to do if we shoot an application in with, you know, not much historical data. Again, financial data, right, more than anything else,
mm-hmm.
because it was, the company was under another company. It's called Edge Electronics, and you know, I haven't seen the financials, so that's kind of what his response was. You know, obviously we had other issues we were discussing.
Of course.
So what's your recommendation? Do we put something in or just wait? Are you guys different than other traditional banks?
Then the traditional banks, yes, we're much different. You know, we're private business banks, so we're really only working with business owners. And, you know, our company, or our programs are tailored much more towards you guys instead of, you know, consumers, and that makes it a little easier and quicker to get. But when you brought up historical data as in terms of the financials, what exactly do you mean? Like, do you guys not... Can you elaborate on that for me a little bit?
Yeah. So the partner that I was talking to you yesterday, or you know, we had an all-day meeting, he purchased the company, the air conditioning company, from another company, right? And that company wasn't really keeping up to their financials. And so that's what I mean. And I just got into it. You know, I've been in discussions to be their partner about 2 months ago, and I finally made my decision yesterday I was going to do it.
Okay.
So I don't have to, you know, that was yesterday, and that's why we had a long day. I actually missed my flight from San Francisco and back because of that. You know, I got home, it was after midnight. So what I'm trying to say is maybe it's a matter of a little bit of more time for me to figure this out. But what I was told yesterday by my partner, since he just purchased the company, right?
Yeah.
He thinks, since he's already approached three banks up in San Francisco, traditional banks,
yeah,
you know, B of A and the likes.
Okay.
And obviously they asked for those kinds of information, and whatever occurred, it looks like, you know, from those guys' perspective, it was too early. Let's see what happens in the next 12 months, and if you guys start, if you make money, we'll come back. That's the story I got yesterday, and that's why he was kind of hesitant to do the application, saying, well, you know, I've done three of them, and they all said no.
Mm-hmm.
Am I not going to get the same answer? And I said, I don't know. More than likely, you'll get the same answer, but... So I'm just getting into that side of the business myself as of yesterday or last
okay.
night.
Yeah.
And see where it goes. And other than the application, I forget, what else did you ask for?
Other than the app, it was just 6 months of the most recent bank statements. And then,
bank statements. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, bank statements for the business bank account. And then just the most recent business tax return you guys have.
Well, that's the thing. I don't think they've got it because this particular business was under another business and the taxes were tangled up with others from, again, from what I understand.
Gotcha.
And I may have to look into it.
Okay.
You know, because I said, okay, can we get 3 years of taxes? Because I know normally that's what banks ask, and I get the answer was, well, you know, they said, well, remember it's under Edge Electronics, and I don't know if we really have, you know, unlike you guys, we kind of, when we buy companies, you know, banks are really into tax returns, and we're not like that. We're looking at other data.
Of course.
Other data being, well, you know, what's the actual revenue, and theoretically, how can we grow the company, and how much money can we make? So that's kind of where I'm at, and I think, number one, we're trying to solidify our deal, and we're just in the thick of it. Let's see how that goes, and I'll just get into it one more time and see what we can do. There's no question we need the company needs money, in a sense. If we can't get a line of credit from a bank, we're going to put money in, which is not always a good situation. We don't want to. We got other things that we do.
Yeah, of course.
And it's always good to borrow money. So I have to figure out where the financials are. I haven't seen them. That's the answer I got in the thick of the conversation yesterday. Give me a little bit more time and see if I can get into it and see what we can do.
Okay. So
okay, that's kind of, yeah. That's
no, yeah, definitely. Okay, that sounds great. So then I just had a couple questions for you then, Vachi, real quick,
yeah.
If you still have some time. How long ago did your partner actually purchase the company? Was it the beginning of this year?
No, it was in their first letter of intent was in April, and the deal was consummated, I thought it was May 28th, maybe it was May 5th, I forget, sometime in May of this year.
Of this year, okay, so he just bought it, all right. Okay, and so,
it, yeah.
And then the biggest problem then is separating that company's
right.
taxes and sales from the other companies that the conglomerate owned then basically in our way, right?
Yes.
Okay, because there's multiple.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He bought it from another company that was a parent company of this company.
Okay. But then as of this year, so from January to, or basically
yeah.
the last 6 months, do you guys have, you have access to your bank statements now, right? The bank account?
I'm sure there is. Again, I wasn't involved. I would assume... yeah, there would be something, Kyle, but, okay, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, because...
Let's just assume that there is, yeah, we have the company has a bank account, I think it's Co-America, either Co-America or Bank of America, I don't know.
Okay.
But I can find that, okay.
Well, you guys, you know, I understand it sounds like you need, you know, even just a little bit of money to get you guys started to get,
yeah.
you know... to start putting back into the business. So, I mean, I'm sure, unlike, you know, the larger banks, the traditional ones, it's harder for them to just give away money. You know, they have, you know, they don't take as much risk. But here, like with our unsecured programs, you know, we'll set it up to where we can give you a certain, you know, even if it's a smaller amount, say maybe only
right.
20 to 30K, we can set you up
yeah.
on something like that on a shorter term to where you can have a constant, you know, stream of cash available to you, so
sure.
to say, you
okay,
know?
That would be great. So,
because
yeah.
because what I want to say is once we are able to, you know, develop the relationship, it comes a lot easier then. So, like, you know, you take 20 or 30K the next halfway through your term, you know, you're available for more cash. And then also, you know, since you're a returning
right.
customer, it's better, cheaper rates, longer terms, that sort of thing. And we can do it on a renewable basis. So I'm sure we can actually start somewhere. So I would say it's worth a shot to see what we can qualify you for, because I know we've had customers, I've had customers multiple that have weren't able to get anything at all from their banks, that they keep all their money in, that they have their lines of credit in, but we're able to get them set up on, you know, something like that over here with us.
No, I've been there. I understand. So again, the situation is my partner, as of yesterday, who purchased the company, and again, he's the reason we're getting involved, because I've been in the industry for more than 30 years, and he came to me because of my experience. And so at the end of the day, I have to figure out where all of that stuff is and how I can give you anything. And so I'll get into it today and tomorrow, and let me just do some work and see if we can get something for you that you can take a look at, assuming they have it. Oh, hang on just one second. Hang on.
Okay, yeah.
Hang on. Okay. That's the deal. Give me a little bit of time and see if I can practice for now. Okay.
No, yeah, that's great. I mean, as long as we can, I'm sure. Once we get off the phone, I'll go and discuss with my senior rep a little bit about what our options are, since it's kind of like, it's not a startup, but in a way, it's new to the new owner. You know, so we might be able to treat it similar to that if there's not a way to get a hold of those docs, since it was tied up with that other company. But if you could maybe just look into that, like you said, check into seeing what we can do to verify the ownership and see, like, get a good idea of the sales that you guys did for the previous year. I know it was before the transition of owners, but if you can get that and find out a little bit more on, you know, the banking situation, that would be great, good start. And I mean, the application, of course, pretty easy to start with as well. So yeah, if you want to get with your partners and see what they you know, can figure out and what we can get going, that'd be great.
Okay, so let me talk to you about my company, another company that I have. It's 100% ours. It's a watch company that we started last year. Called Genesis.
Okay. That's the one that your son's running, right? You guys own it, but your son runs it? Okay.
Yeah, right. Let me ask you about that. We started it last year. I have been funding it, and I think we had, if I remember right, we had $100,000 of funding last year. We spent another $100,000 this year, and we're just about at the point of launching this company. Now, we have a lot of information, the banking, I mean, all of that's done, you know, I know it's properly, and we got the bank statements and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And is this something you got, again, you'd be interested in? I'd be happy to send you some financial information.
Yeah.
On that company, right? And
so,
taxes.
Okay, yeah. Well, when you said launching, so have you guys not actually...
No, not launching. The company is there, but we're launching the watches. We've been doing 2 years of development of the watch, right? First you got to design it, then you got to build prototypes to make sure they work properly.
Uh-huh.
And then, since it's a new company, you go out there and, you know, start launching the line, saying, here's what the watch looks like, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it's kind of like similar to a fashion industry. You're going to launch the thing so that people who are involved with it understand, and then we're going to sell it on the internet, right? It's going to be web-based and a little bit of retail. So when I say launching, right, so we're building 35 watches for now, and these are going to be like smaller quantities to be sold for $10,000 and up.
Okay.
So, okay. That's what I mean by launching, you know. It's going to go out to, I mean, we've been advertising here and there, but this is going to be a launch right before the holidays so that people can we can start getting orders.
Okay.
Right, on the watch.
And this was the one that you had the the celebrities helping you out with, right?
Yes.
Or the athletes, I think it was.
I'm sorry, the what?
There was a couple athletes helping you out with this, the promotion of that?
Mostly entertainers like Sean Stockman with Boys to Men.
Yep, that's
Travis
right.
Travis Scott, he's the rapper. Who's the other guy? Not Fetty Wap, there's another guy.
Flo Rida, you said, right?
Flo Rida, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
Those kinds of guys.
Okay.
And when we say we're going to launch it, like, for example, Travis Scott will come out and, you know, we'll just go, you know, rent a place at a hotel or whatever, and he'll be part of it, you know. So, and he'll be wearing the watch. We've already given one to Sean Stockman with Boyz II Men. He's been wearing it. And that what they do is they, you know, they block one. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking now, my son has an Instagram. He's got a bunch of followers, and he's an authentic, you know, watch guy. It's called The Watch. If you want to, I'm assuming you're pretty young, right? How old are you?
Yeah, I'm 24.
24, okay. Get on The Watch Designer Instagram.
Yeah.
And my son's name is Jason Sarkoyan. And then you can see his, and, you know, look at his history about watches, and then that will give you an idea that this it's not a scam. I put my own money in, and it's the real deal, right?
Yeah. No, it sounds like
it's a lot
too.
Of, yeah. Yeah.
With what you got, the people you have promoting it too, so, you know, that's
yeah,
always...
and if you like watches, I think Jason's kind of different in a sense. He's 22 years old. He's kind of like you, but very opinionated about things, and that's what you need, you know. You always know if you've got good designers, they're always opinionated. So my son's very opinionated about things, especially watches, and has been in it for a while, for just about the past 4 or 5 years. He's been traveling to Switzerland, and he and I did that last year together, twice. And we got, you know, we ended up meeting with the big guys in the watch industry. But he wanted to build the watches here. We've spent some money. We're almost there to come up with these watches, and it's always good to have a line of credit. And if you guys are interested, just let me know. I'll fill out the forms. And the name of the company is Genesis.
Genesis.
Genusis. And we're just working on the website as we speak. It's not ready yet. It'll be done within the next month. And we'll launch it end of November.
End of November? So right in time for the holiday season.
End of November. Yeah, right before. Yeah, they're working on it day and night right now, so. It takes, you know, for your knowledge, it takes, you got to build a prototype first before, and test it, you know, that we're in that phase.
Yeah. No, well, definitely. We would like to be a part of that. I know we've worked with startups before. So what I was going to say is I will, got a little bit of information here on that then.
I may just send you a prototype email you one so you can see what it is, okay? And we're using the watch can be made in America, but we're using Swiss movements inside, so very expensive Swiss movements, yeah.
Okay, so the launch then, you think you're planning on selling all 35 of those watches then that you have?
No, we're not going to sell more. Well, the plan is we're not going to sell the 35, but we're going to use the 35 so that people can physically touch them and see them. We will take orders, right, based on the 35. So, and then we're going to tell them it's going to take 3 or 4 weeks to make your watch. Just other companies do the same thing. So the idea with the 35 is not really to sell them, but you know, 10 of them will go on a celebrity's wrist. The other 25, there may be at some retail stores so that people could physically touch them and see what the watches feel like, right?
Yeah, no,
and then they'll start ordering, and we'll make different ones like stainless steel, gold, carbon fiber, with different straps and different dials, and okay, so that there are varieties, and then after that we'll start making them, and then we'll go into R&D into the next. This one is called the Outcast.
The Outcast.
The next one will be another watch. So that's kind of how the program is going to be. I'm just giving you a lot of information.
Oh no, it helps. The more the better.
That's the idea, you know.
Yeah.
We got one, we can with different varieties. You know, one design with probably 10 different types and materials. And then starting 2017, we'll go into development of the next Outcast or Genesis watch. It will not be called Outcast. It will be something else based on whatever Jason decides to do. And
okay.
Every year we'll have that same program going.
So I got a question for you, sneak in real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned that you're going to have them and then for people to view and then place orders, and then it'll take 4 to 6 weeks or so. Are you guys going to try to get to a point to where you start, you know, making them in, like, you know, high quantities, and so you have more,
yeah,
like, a build up a stock, or are you kind of just going to keep
no.
it as, but like, specialty?
It's going to be a specialty thing.
Okay.
Next year, we're only going to make probably 100. I mean, we have the capability to make 1,000 a year, but we're only going to do 100 next year. And then the year after, we'll go to 500, and the fourth year, we'll go to 1,000. But it will never be a mass production. That may end up being 15 years from now, but not today.
Okay.
The idea is we're just going to be, they're expensive watches, right? They're
yeah.
more than $10,000 a pop. And
okay.
And not a lot of people are going to be able to afford them, so...
Of course.
Well, we're just going to make them in very low quantity for now, and, you know, all handmade and done properly, and then slowly grow into the business. We just can't go in there and do, you know, 10,000 or...
Oh, no, of course.
15.
It's
so, like,
very costly
Rolex,
that way.
Yeah, it's very expensive, and we don't have the capability to do it. Like, Rolexes are the most commonly known watches. You know, they make a million of them. Then you got other companies like Audemars Piguet. They probably do about 100,000. So, and then there is a year, but the market's changing too. And then you've got other ones like Roger Dubuis or F. Bijon, and those guys only make 1,000. F. Bijon does, but, you know, Roger Dubuis probably makes about 10,000. So it depends. Right now our market is only very limited quantity, make it quality watches, and only, you know, just go after a certain demography, and not everybody is going to be able to get it at this point.
No, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense. And what are you guys like forecasting? What kind of margins do you think you're going to see on those?
Well, the margins are normally, if the hard cost of the watch is, probably just going to be close to $5,000.
Okay.
You know, normally we'll sell it for three times that. So if it's $5,000, we'll sell it for $15,000, because other soft costs are going to be another, you know, 40-50%. The marketing alone is going to be 30-40%.
Yeah.
The margins are high. It's just, the Swiss do it in a different way. The fabricators or manufacturers, they sell them to retailers for three times as much, and the retailer has another, three times. So by the time if it costs $1,000, you're buying the watch for $6,000. And sometimes some of them sell them for 10 times, $10,000. So the reason we're doing it on the website, web-based, because we want to make it affordable. I mean, if our watches are going to be somewhere about $5,000 to $5,500 to make without the rest of the overhead.
Okay. Wow. It's pretty, right. Yeah, it's a large investment there, too.
The movements themselves are, you know, the ones that we bought were $2,000, and now they've increased it to $3,500 from Switzerland. So there is a lot of, cost to it. So the margins are big, and once it takes off, it will do very good.
Yeah, no, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, once celebrities start promoting them, that's kind of where we're gonna make this happen.
Of course, no, and it's, you guys seem like you have it all like really planned out well. You put a lot of thought into it. You know, have a nice business plan to where how many you're gonna plan on making each year. That's, you know, like I love the sound of that. So I'm thinking we really want to see what we can do for you here. I'm sure you said you're willing to send over some paperwork. With that being the case, we'll be able to get a good.
I'm going to send you what the watches look like, number one. I'll email it to you. And number two, if you want me to use the same application that you sent me, I'll fill out an application form, give you the taxes for last year, because that's the first year we did it, and the financials for this year up to speed, so you can see,
No, yeah, if we get all that stuff in your Vachi, I'm sure we'll be able to game plan and get you something that makes sense. What would be...
And if you say no, I get it, because, I historically I know that every bank has told me, well, it takes about 3 years before you get anything. But if you guys are different, then you're different. At least you can see what we have.
Yeah.
You guys make a decision if you want to do it or not, and that's fine. You know, if you say no, I get it. I understand. Okay,
no, and that's good. I'm glad we're on the same page there. I really do think, as I was talking to you on the phone, my senior did come up to me, and she was like, you know, yes, we do startups. She's actually worked with 3 or 4 of them before that were successful. They were able to get a little funding to get going. So, with that being said, I think we have a good shot of getting you started. I mean, it might not be a lot of money up front, but I'm sure we can get you, you know, some amount to get going and just to keep you steady there. But before we do go and wrap up this, what would be like the most ideal kind of setup? What would you be looking for like a shorter term, trying to renew longer, or maybe
I would like to get a line of credit. So here's where I'm at. We spent, I think, $200,000 so far, and I got to look at the numbers again. We just signed up with about 2 weeks ago with the website guy. He's going to be about $15,000.
Okay.
We just we actually have our movements that we bought, you know, almost 9 months ago. We just made a deal with. It's going to cost us about $40,000 to $45,000 to do the 35 watches. So I'm going to be spending between now and the next month and a half about $60,000.
My preference,
and then we'll have the 35 watches, and then we're going to start getting orders. My preference would be if we can get it'd be nice if we can get $100,000 line of credit, so that as soon as we start getting the orders, and again, sometime probably early December, the month of December is going to be the telling and see what we get. And then we're going to spend some money on the launching, obviously, probably going to cost about $15,000, $20,000. I'd like to have a line of credit, whatever it is, ideally $100,000, but if it's less, fine, you tell me. And then as soon as we start getting revenues, you know, we can sell these watches, it's going to be easy, and then it's going to make it easier for us to go start developing the next one. Jason's already got that figured out, what he's going to do. It just takes a little time physically to go make those, you know, prototypes and stuff. So once we get on that mill, it's going to be very easy afterwards. So my preference would be a line of credit, not a loan, but you guys tell me.
Okay, definitely. What I would say then is I'll shoot you another email over to you just so you have the application and that list again. And then if you want to just respond and send me a link to the watches or show me what you guys got, that would be great. Show that, and you know, we can get started and see, you know, get you some numbers and give you an idea of how we can help.
Sounds good. Okay, Kyle.
All right, Bocci.
I'll get them to you either sometime this afternoon or tomorrow morning, okay?
Yep, sounds good. And then just let me know on the AC company, too, what we're going to do with that as well.
You got it.
All right. Have a good one, Bocci.
Yep. You too. Bye.